This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Saudi Arabia has joined the list of countries calling for Syria to withdraw its troops from Lebanon. Syria's President Bashar Assad traveled to Riyadh yesterday. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah met the Syrian president, and according to several news agencies, the Crown Prince warned that Syria will face a rupture in relations with its Arab neighbors if it keeps thousands of troops inside Lebanon. Khaled Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of the Arab News, and he joins us now from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Egypt, Russia, France, Germany, and the United States have already demanded a withdrawal from Lebanon. What more can Saudi Arabia add to that influence?
Well, I think they've all asked for withdrawal for different reasons, but I think the main aim of Saudi Arabia is to see that Syria will not be harmed, because there's a lot of resentment against Syria and Lebanon by the opposition, and this may cause an internal upheaval in Lebanon itself. On the other hand, the Saudis, who are close to the Syrians, would not want to undermine Syrian security, so it's better in the long run for everyone that Syrian troops go back. And we have to remember that they were there by an Arab League decision. They are not an occupying power. The Lebanese did invite them, but the times have changed, and I think it's time for them to go back.
How close are the relations between Saudi Arabia and Syria?
Well, relations between Saudi Arabia and Syria are quite close. In fact, many Syrians work here. We give aid to Syria. We consider Syria as a strong Arab country that needs to change and look at the new geopolitical dynamics in the region. But by and large, we have very strong bilateral relations with Syria.
What have you been able to learn about precisely what Saudi Arabia suggested or demanded here? The most visible part of Syria's presence in Lebanon is Syrian troops in Lebanon, but of course Syria has a formidable intelligence apparatus there and a lot of other kinds of influence in Lebanon.
I think the Saudi advice would be that the Lebanese should fend for themselves. While expressing concern for Syria, there may not be any further need for the Syrian presence in Lebanon, but I think if they leave also, they have to go out with honor and dignity, and I think this is what the Saudis want, that this not be viewed as a defeat for Syria, or that Syria was kicked out, quote unquote. As Syria came through an Arab League decision, should go out with an Arab League advice.
Egypt and Saudi Arabia have now suggested that Syria should move its troops out of Lebanon. Do you think that those calls for withdrawal reflect broader Arab opinion?
I think yes. But at the same time, in many ways, when it is seen as an American, a direct American order, quote unquote, it is also viewed unfavorably and might put many other Arabs on the Syrian side, because people say that the Americans are not enforcing UN resolutions 242 and 338. Now, these just come out again and again.
Those are the resolutions regarding Israel.
Yes. So America is also to be viewed as somebody who just gives advice, and we won't want the United States to be seen as putting pressure and gloating about over Syrian withdrawal.
So there is some Arab reluctance to go along with an American demand for withdrawal, but it may have more credibility, in your view, if it comes from Arab governments.
Yes, because unfortunately, some Arab governments and many of the Arab people do not view the United States as an honest broker in its present policies with the Middle East. But at the same time, I think the Syrians should leave, because Syria has to change itself, focus more on economic and social development, and I think these 14,000 soldiers should be more productive at home. But let me tell you one thing. The Syrian army is on the borders and in the Bekaa Valley, and I think Syria sees that this is a stopping, barricade against any Israeli incursions in the area. So that one can understand and even sympathize with Syrian viewpoint and Syrian security concerns. And I think in the light of what's going on in the Middle East, and if there's a real move to sort of go down the Middle East peace process, it will allay some of Syria's fears and concerns.
Khaled Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of the Arab News in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
And we may find out this weekend what Syria's President Bashar Assad will do next. Syria's official news agency says he plans to address his country's parliament tomorrow on what it calls current political developments.